Radio EcoShock.
The valve turners.
We just have a little time to hear why climate activists must not be silenced about the dire necessity of taking action now. This is a recording of the oral argument for the defense in the Minnesota State Appeals Court in February 2018 by lawyer Tim Phillips.
There are four elements on this that are spelled out in State versus Ryan, and I'll go through them briefly. First, whether the harm that would have resulted from obeying the law would have significantly exceeded the harm actually caused by breaking the law. Here, the greater harm that respondents were targeting was not merely government policy that they disagreed with, but an ongoing, catastrophic series of harms from climate change. The action was not merely symbolic. In coordination with other people, all tar sands oil entering the United States was shut off at the same time. Any harm from respondents' action, which simply involved breaking chains securing the site with a bolt cutter, any harm from that was superficial in comparison to the harms of climate change that respondents sought to prevent. The second element is whether there was a legal alternative to breaking the law. The scientific consensus is we are living in a climate emergency. If lobbying or lawsuits or other legal alternatives were capable of adequately addressing this emergency, they would have resulted in some meaningful legislative change, climate policy, and so on before this emergency spun out of control as it has. Respondents do not need to rebut every conceivable alternative. The third element under Ryan is whether respondents were in danger of imminent physical harm. Climate change is currently occurring, harming people in every part of the world. It's harming people through superstorms, floods, heat waves, droughts, wildfires. The list goes on and on. And in Massachusetts versus EPA, the United States Supreme Court found that the EPA's refusal to regulate greenhouse gas emissions was an, quote, imminent harm to Massachusetts in light of the wealth of negative effects, including sea level rise and so on, that result from climate change. Respondents, like the rest of us, are in danger of imminent climate change harms. And the last element is whether there was a direct causal connection between breaking the law and preventing the harm. Respondents' actions, again, collectively with others, shut down tar sands pipelines, which are, according to the EPA, significantly more greenhouse gas intensive than other crudes, have potentially large climate impacts with emissions that could be 81% greater than emissions from the average crude refined in the United States. There couldn't be a stronger necessity case involving political issues than this one.
That was lawyer Tim Phillips arguing to the Minnesota Appeals Court on behalf of the valve turners, Annette Clapstein and Emily Johnston. Find out more about these brave climate activists in my show blog at ecoshock.org and at their website, shutitdown.today. I'm Alex Smith. Thank you for listening and caring about our world.